My name is Sophie Lauren Smith from the Georgia Bulldogs Radio Network. This segment with Lauren Smith is brought to you by ButlerCars.com. ButlerCars.com, the Butler family with great dealerships all over Middle Georgia. Any type of car you need that you are interested in, you can go online. That's the best way. ButlerCars.com. Lauren, good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, Bill, and I'm still on a high like everybody else in Athens. And, you know, I think I can say most everybody in the state, even the Auburn people were pulling for us in Indianapolis, don't you think?
I tell you, I do. And I just came through Athens, Lauren, and had to get a couple of things and met with our friend David Johnston for lunch and was talking with him. And I was asking him about what it's been like to be in Athens and Clark County in the last 9 days. Let me ask you the same question. I just was driving through there basically and stopped for about an hour or so. What's it been like there and how crazy has it been?
Well, it has been exciting. Of course, it's not like it would be if it had taken place in Atlanta or Athens, but adding to that, a lot of people drove to Indianapolis, so they had to get home. But I wasn't here, but they say the celebration in Athens the night of the game was unbelievable. It wasn't as cold here at that time as it had been in Indianapolis or was for the game. But I think the Georgia being the state university, the whole state takes a great paternal interest in the Bulldogs. They just really love Georgia. When I ride through the little towns in Georgia, I often get off the interstate just so I can enjoy the small town experience. I'm a big advocate of small towns. I'm a small town alumnus. And I see mailboxes painted with a G. I see pennants and banners hanging from barns and front porches and storefronts and trees. It's a red and black state, and people just like to show their pride. And then I think it was particularly enhanced, more over the top than normal, in that we took care of an old nemesis. And I think that people just really have a special interest in winning. It was a lot like the Braves. The Braves were denied the All-Star game, unfortunately, and then the Braves weren't favorite by any means. And I've seen this happen before. It was this way in 1980. We did Bulldog Club meetings all over the state and just record number of people coming out to get Coach Dooley's autograph and to hear him talk. So when the Bulldogs win, the whole state gets in on the celebration.
Well, you know, you mentioned that, and I remember one time, as you know, Lauren, I'm from Waycross. And number one, I had someone ask me last week, even though I'm not in Waycross right now and haven't been about 6 weeks, if I thought that Waycross was an all-Georgia town, even though it's 37 miles from the state line. And I'm like, are you crazy? Are you drunk? Yes, it's a complete, as you know, Lauren, it is a complete UGA town. And even though it may be closer to Gainesville, it's not a Gator town or a Seminole town. But, you know, it's just amazing how many fans are impacted by this and how many people have waited for it for so long. And I tell you, I may have said this last week to you, but kind of like that Braves parade 10 weeks ago, we could have Georgia. They could start in Dalton and go all the way down to Valdosta, and every exit on 75 would be crowded as hell, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no question about it. Well, I've seen it for years because I've traveled the state. Since coming to Georgia, Dan McGill was so keen, the late, great Dan McGill. He kept preaching we're the majority party in the state, and that has to do with the fact that Georgia is a state university. And I've said this several times. I don't know if I happen to have said it already on this show, but essentially, if you didn't go to Georgia, your school teacher did, your lawyer did, your dentist did, your doctor did, your county agent did, your banker did, your accountant did. Just it has those connections in every town, in every county throughout the state. And when Dan originated the Bulldog Clubs in 1954, he organized the Bulldog Club in each of the 154 counties. Now, as time went by, a lot of them merged together, so Albany just had the coaches come there, and then the surrounding counties all joined in the celebration at a site in Albany. So McGill just knew what was important, and that was we underscore the fact that we are, Georgia is, the number one organization in the state when it comes to things like this. Dan and Coach Ease thought alike. Coach Butts was worried about finances, and he played games like Michigan. We didn't have to, I mean, they didn't have to return the game, sort of like one of the directional schools coming to Athens and playing. But Coach Ease said, we're going to play in Athens. We're going to play home games here. And then Vince came along and won his first year out, and before you knew it, the stadium was filling up. People couldn't wait to come see a game between the hedges. So Georgia's strength is in its people. And everywhere you go, there's a center of influence is populated by Georgia graduates.
Well, no question about that. And like I say, Lauren, when I meet an Auburn or someone who's an Auburn graduate, I ask them, well, that means you could get into Georgia, right? So that's not our problem.
No, but those Auburn people are really pulling for.
Well, I guess they were. I think they were probably watching an Andy Griffith marathon last Monday night instead of the game. They were probably very torn between that for sure. Lauren, I actually just, as I said, left Athens and just did a stand-up at Sanford Stadium for television for tonight. And in that, I talked about what's to come now. We've harped on the 41-year stuff enough for crying out loud, but the boost from what this can do to give Kirby Smart the national championship on his resume. That was the last thing he didn't really have, Lauren. He had won every daggum major bowl game. He had beaten teams, of course, except for one. But to get over that hump now with recruiting and God knows fundraising, I mean, there's nothing better than to have that on your resume, is there?
No question about it. The kids who were in our recruiting priority group, they had to love that celebration last Saturday morning. That's terrific. DJ Shockley was terrific, and then all the speakers, primarily Kirby, were really terrific. So it's just a great day for Georgia, and everybody is basking in the glory of that championship, and it'll carry on for months.
No question about it. Well, I guess we're still kind of waiting to figure out who's going to play quarterback in 2022, aren't we?
Well, I don't know what Stetson's plan is. I know his decision could affect some other decisions out there, so I don't know what he's thinking, but we don't worry about the future right now. We're just happy that he came our way and happy that he had that great game at the very end. What a beautiful story.
Now, Lauren, you know better. You know that an hour after that win last week, there were thousands of Georgia fans texting each other saying, okay, we've won. Now who's playing quarterback next year? You know how Georgia fans are crazy like that.
Well, I think all football fans would be doing the same. It's social media has made it such a wild set of circumstances. People are impatient to get the news. People are driven to have their opinion broadcast in every direction. Years ago, Bill, the value of a Bulldog Club meeting was that the coach would come and speak and you'd have a chance to meet him, talk to him. But now, it's so different. I often realize that if Kirby coughs in Athens, before he clears his throat, it's on the internet.
Yep.
So it's just so different now, and as a result, you get a lot of bitter that goes with the sweet. The sweet is you get good things said and spoken, but then there are some critics out there, so they get a voice too. And sometimes, unfortunately, a lot of people who are the most rabid critics really don't know enough to have a qualified opinion. That's just unfortunate, but they do it in most cases out of enthusiasm and love for the University of Georgia Bulldogs.
Well, I did last week, Lauren, as late as the mid-third quarter, have someone tweet me about why isn't JT Daniels playing. By the way, we've had that person deported, Lauren, so we don't have to worry about him anymore. But it is crazy sometimes. Yeah. That is for sure. Well, it's going to be fun to kind of revel in the victory of what's happened, and a lot of people are going broke over this, all the swag they got to buy. I mean, I stopped by the Banner Herald to get me a poster of the front page with Stetson on it, and I told our good friends Fletcher Page and Ryan Dennis, I said, "You people are breaking me. I'm broke after the Braves and Bulldogs won the titles. I don't have any money left."
Yeah, but think of the fun you had experiencing two big-time championships, the World Series and the Collegiate Championship. That's a wonderful experience to have enjoyed.
Oh, just a dream come true for so many people who love the Braves and the Bulldogs. Lauren, great stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. See you later.
All right. Lauren Smith from the Georgia Bulldogs Radio Network.